the evening college flourished until the war started, and then it was obvious that we were losing students both in the daytime and in the evening. And in order to keep the faculty busy, we started the war training program. It was called a engineering defense training program to start with. In fact, the first courses were taught on a vocational level. Were taught in the physics department. They were a series of two courses called aircraft instruments, in which students that were working at the Naval Operating Base, Naval Air Station, would come in and learn how the various aircraft instruments functioned. And they would learn to repair them, to make repairs on them. And this was the first vocational course. It was also theory taught, not just the vocational aspects of repairing, but the theory behind it was included. And as the war got closer, the federal education, Department of Education, set up EDT, which was Engineering Defense Training. And these were courses conducted by schools of engineering. And we qualified because we were part of VPI. And so we started these EDT programs. And such things as aircraft mechanics, aircraft welding, topographic mapping, various things that were all related to engineering. Now, this gave faculty that were qualified to teach those courses a chance to continue working. A little later, they would change it to ESMDT, which was Engineering Science Management Training Program. And the management came in, we could offer things in accounting for workers that were working at the base and the yard and places, to taking defense jobs in management. And that enabled us to hold on to some more of our faculty, to give them some load. And from that it developed into the Engineering Science Management War Training after the war started. And this area, this program we had, was the largest area on the East Coast, the greatest number of students along the East Coast taking these programs. We had several thousand when it was in the peak, but the main purpose was keep your faculty busy and also to serve the defense and war needs of the community.
You've already answered in part the next question in respect to the war effort. I was wondering if played any specific role in the organization of these defense courses, and if you at any time feared that the college would have to close for the duration of the war.
Very definitely. We would have, it would have been necessary to close unless we got more students, and the war program was put in for that purpose. As I told you, we started with the aircraft instruments, and that developed into many, many things, electroplating, all types of diesel engineering. And in fact, we had courses in actually teaching students to fly. And I taught a course in meteorology to help them with their weather part of the program. And all of this was done to keep this institution intact and going until the students came back. My part in the program was the beginning of the program with the aircraft instruments course, which started in about 1938 and finally developed into the war training program. Since I was not head of the institution at that time, Mr. Harrington was. He was head of the beginning of the war training program. But in 1940, he went into the Navy, and the war training program was given to me to direct from that point on. And that led, I guess, ultimately into my getting into administration and why William and Mary let me pick up their part of the administration is a question that probably will bear some research.
You have spoken about the education which took place here during World War II and how this related to the defense program. I was wondering what the initials ESMWT stood for as designating one program, and I wondered what role did the training of women to perform jobs usually handled by men play in these wartime programs?
The first program was called EDT, Engineering Defense Training, and then it went into ESMDT, Engineering Science Management Defense Training, and finally, of course, when the war came, they changed the D to a W and made it ESMWT. I've forgotten, it's been so long, but the initials were strictly for Engineering Science Management War Training Program. The attempt to get more of the women to take part in the activities at Naval Operating Base and Naval Air Station, North Naval Shipyard, and other defense industries was made very strongly, and we did have a number of women that took courses, even such courses as welding, aircraft instruments, many in drafting and in photographic mapping, management courses, of course, many of those went into the safety engineering and courses of that type.